So Rav Bosai, today we're going to learn a sugya in Krisus. And the subject of this Krisus, of this sugya, is Mis'asif. So what you want to look at is Daf Yutes Amid Beis. And if we count down from the wide lines, it's about, I would say... I just left the sheets there on the table, and you have to come in and photocopy them. It's kind of like self-service. You know? Okay.
Thank you.
So we have here, on, I would say, the seventh line down from the wide lines, Omar Rav Nachman bar Omar Shmuel. Yeah. Misasek b'chalovim varayos chayv shekeinene. Misasek b'shavis potur moleches machsheves osre torah. So this is a very good introduction to the concept of moleches machsheves, which is so central in Hilchas Shabbos. I would call it the overarching principle that connects the beginning of the Masechta with the end of the Masechta, which means that the melacha has to be done with machshava, with a certain premeditation. It has to be done in a specific way. A person implements a melacha, and it has to be achieved exactly the way he wanted it to do. That's called, in the Lashon of Tosfos, niskaima machshavto. So, for example, in the case of Shabbos, we could talk about a te'ena levana and a te'ena shchora. One is black and one is white. He intended to pluck out from the ground and detach a white te'ena, and instead what came up was a black te'ena. Or, for example, he wanted to put out one candle on Shabbos, and instead he put out a different candle. He extinguished a different candle. In the first case, we're talking about the malacha of kotzer, tolesh as a told of kotzer. In the second case, we're talking about the malacha of mavir, of machabe, of putting out a candle. And we can go on and on with various scenarios, various cases where he wanted to do the malacha, but not on this object, but on another object. And Shmuel is quoted as saying that in that case, he's potter. This is not like shogeg. Shogeg, the action and its implementation was exactly the way he planned it. He was unaware of the fact that it was Shabbos. He was unaware of the fact that it was a malach on Shabbos. But he was in this kaima machshavto. Exactly what he wanted to do happened. Shmuel says that although shogeg is chayav a karbon, there's a case which, although paradoxically, he's even more guilty because he intended with full deliberation and premeditation to violate Melechah Shabbos, but nevertheless, he's not even a shogeg. He doesn't even have to bring a karbon chatos, and that's called a misasek, because according to Shmuel, it's a special halacha in Hilchas Shabbos called Meleches Machsheves, as opposed to lo niskaima machshavto. So even though he had kavanas isur, nevertheless, paradoxically, he is potur from a karbon because he's under the category of misasik.
You could make a claim that that's why, because karbon
you could say it's karv lemezid, but again, in the classical sense of misasik, what we're saying is that misasik is a chison in the malacha. In other words, we're not saying that we're going to leave him off the hook and sort of ameliorate him, ameliorate his responsibility because he's so guilty and he's so deliberate about it that therefore the punishment of a karban is not sufficient. You know, that would make sense if you said it was a malacha. But if you're saying it's not a malacha, because a malacha has to be what? Meleches Machsheves, so Machsheves defines a malacha, as we've been discussing in the past few shiurim, then it turns out that he's not even guilty of a malacha. And we're going to have to discuss whether the Rabbanu would answer it or not. But that's not for us. That's not for us today. But notice that in a parallel case in Hilchos Arayis or in Hilchos Chalovim, let's say for example, he had two pieces of chalev in front of him, and he wanted to eat the piece on the left, and instead it turned out that inadvertently he ate the piece on the right. Then he's chayev. because there is no special unique halacha of Meleches Machsheves in any of the Isurim beyond Shabbos. So in the case of Chelev, where he had two pieces of Chelev, or let's say he was Boel the wrong Erva, he had two Arayos, and he intended to be Boel this Erva, and he was Boel that Erva, and that, in those cases, he's Chayev, and he's not categorized as Misasek, because other than Shabbos, we don't have this special unique halacha of Meleches Machsheves. We don't have this requirement of Niskaima Machshavto. And last week, what we discussed at great length was, why does Shmuel need the principle of Shekeinene, just drop the Keinene, since the only source for the Ptur of Misasek is Meleches Machsheves, according to Shmuel. And that was the discussion we had last week. Then, ipso facto, there's no Ptur of Misasek other than Shabbos, because only in Shabbos is Halacha of Meleches Machsheves. So why does Shmuel feel compelled to add this explanation of Shekeinene, leave out the Shekeinene? That was our discussion of last week. Today's discussion is going to be the next part of this sugya, and that's the discussion here between Rava and Rav Nachman. Amalei Rava leRav Nachman, and all the Rishonim understand that Rava is attacking Rav Nachman based on the statement that Rav Nachman has just presented in the name of Shmuel. Vatinokos dechimis asik domi. The case of Tinokos is a classical case of misasek. We'll soon see that he did mila on the wrong baby. It wasn't the baby that he had expected he was doing mila on. And yet, we're going to see that he's chayav a karbon in this case, which is going to undermine the shita of Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Meaning, here's a case where we should apply misasek, and therefore he should be potter, and yet the Mishnah is going to establish that he's chayav.
The case of Tinokos, when you're making a bris?
Yeah, that's what we're going to see right now. Well, so what's the case of Tinokos?
Yeah, what's the havamina of such a case?
Well, first let's get the case, Harvey, and then we'll see if we can understand the havamina. So what is the case? Let's just get the facts on the ground, as we see. Tanan, Misha hayulo shnei Tinokos. He has two babies in front of him, let's say. Or he has two babies that he has to circumcise. I don't know if they have to be in front of him. One was born on Shabbos, and the other was born on Sunday. So the one that was born on Shabbos is a Shabbos Mila. And the one that was born on Sunday is a Yom Rishon Mila. And Echad Lomel B'Shabbos V'Echad Lomel Acher HaShabbos V'Shachach Umal Es Shel Echad B'Shabbos. Instead of circumcising the one that was meant to be Docha Shabbos, he circumcised the other baby and he violated the Shabbos. There was no Heter of Mila on Shabbos for a Yom Rishon Mila. So you and I would have said, in such a case, he should be Patur because of the law of misasek. He ended up with the wrong baby. This is like the case where he ended up with the wrong te'ena. In fact, in this case, there's even more of a reason to say should be potter. What other element can we introduce into the equation besides the confusion about the object? What was his kavana? Heter. It was Kavanas Heter, not even a Kavanas Isur. I mean, the Chiddush of Shmuel, as we saw, is that even though he has a Kavanas Isur, but since there were two Heftes, and he ended up with the wrong Chefetz, therefore he's Potter, it's not called Niskayim Machshavto. Here, in addition to the fact that it's not Niskayim Machshavto, Od Yosef is there, he had a Kavana for Heter. And yet, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Eliezer says he's Chayev Chatos. And the assumption of the Gemara is that Shmuel, who says that Misasik is Potur, would certainly agree with Rabbi Eliezer, meaning he's not arguing with Rabbi Eliezer. Keep in mind, let's just review what we know, that Rabbi Eliezer was the one who darshan the Pasuk in the Parsha of Shkogis, and there it says, Ashachata ba leprat lemisasek. So Rabbi Eliezer has a universal ptur of misasek that applies in Kol Tarakula, and as a result we would have applied it in all Isurim, not just in the case of Shabbos, The only problem is that in many occasions we have a barrier called chikane nene, which undermines the principle, the application of misasi. But leaving out that, Rabbi Eliezer has the pasuk of ba, and the pasuk of ba tells me that insofar as he had a kavanas heter, and there were two chafatzim, let's say we'll go with Rashi's pshat for the time being, so he picked up the wrong chafetz, he thought that he was plucking this object and he ended up plucking a different object. Not only that, he had a kavanas heter because he thought they were both talush, and lo and behold, it turned out that the one he picked up was mechubar, and therefore he violated the iser of ktsira. In such a case, Rabbi Eliezer says that in kolator kula, he would be potter under the law of misasik. In Shabbos, we can even go a step further. Even if he doesn't have a kavanas heter, but rather he has a kavanas isur, that's where Shmuel came up with his principle of meleches machshavas. So basically, we have, according to Rabbi Eliezer, together with Shmuel, a double ptur. We have a ptur of kolator kula, and that's called misasik ba. Limute misasik, and that would apply to cases where he didn't intend to do the action the way he did it, but he had a kavanas heter as well. So we have two factors that move him away from the classical case of a shogig. Number one, he was involved in pa'ula A and he did pa'ula B. He wanted to do the action of tlisha, shall we say chituch, on this object, and he did the chituk on another object. On top, he thought that they were tolush, and therefore he had a kavanas heter. That would be the universal ptur of misasek, whenever there's no keish kenena, that's derived from the pasuk ba. Now we have Shmuel, that introduces another factor, that if he had two chafatzim, and he ended up with doing tlish on the wrong case, but he knew that both were mechubar, so he had kavanas isur, but nevertheless, since it was lo niskayim machshavto, because he wanted this object and not this object, that's enough under the law of meleches machshavas to generate a ptur that's unique to Shabbos. Then how could Rabbi Eliezer, who has both the universal ptur derived from ba of misasik, plus the unique ptur of misasik derived from meleches machshavas, how can he possibly say that if the man intended to circumcise that baby whose meal is docha Shabbos, he ended up with the wrong baby? He's got all the credentials here of a misasik, and yet Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayav. How could that be? Not only that, who argues with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua. But why does Rabbi Yeshua say that he's potter? We thought Rabbi Yeshua was going to apply the principle of misasek. No. The Gemara says that adkan lo potter Rabbi Yeshua. What's unique about this case of the tinokos, and that's what generated the ptur of a carbon farm from the perspective of Rabbi Yeshua, that's Eli Bishum de Sava, Kasava Tav Bidvar Mitzvah. Velo asa mitzvah patur. Whenever someone is involved in a dvar mitzvah, and inadvertently he violated a chiyuv chatos, a chiyuv karis, and he didn't do the mitzvah the way he wanted to do the mitzvah, in such a case, since he has a his askus bidvar mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua says that's an overriding reason why he's patur from a karbon. B'toras misasik, because he's misasik b'mitzvah, avol b'misasik b'dover d'lav mitzvah. Had it not been for the mitzvah element in this equation, then afilu Rabbi Yeshua Machayev, Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that he's chayev. How could that be? After all, forget about dvar mitzvah. Let's just apply the principle of misasik. Now, Rabbosai, before we see Rav Nachman's response and defense against this kasha, let's just think about the following. We're talking here in the context of Mila about which malacha. Now the malacha has a unique name in the list of malachas on Daf Ayin Gimel, and then it has a more commonly used name in the Mishnah. It's called what? Does anybody remember?
Shochet.
Yeah, shochet. In the Gemara, it has a different name, but it's identical. It's called netilas nesham. Elsewhere in Shas, it's called chovel. Chovel. Now, the difference between chabura or chavala and netilas nesham is that netilas nesham is usually used when you kill the the person or the animal. If you didn't kill him, you just removed some of his dam by injuring him. Then we usually use the term chovel, right? Chovel. Now, in the case of mila, you know, if I give you a list of 39 malachas, which malacha, you know, the Torah says biyom hashvi'i imol afilu b'shabbos. If not for that gzeres hakasuv, and if not for the fact that milu is docha Shabbos, what malacha would he be involved in? Chavola, correct. Now notice that chavola is unique. What do I mean that chavola is unique? Normally, when we look for the common denominator, so to speak, that underlies all 39 malachas, we could say that they're all what?
Productive.
Correct. They're constructive. They're productive. That's called metaken. But in the case of chovel, classically, I'm not talking about mila. Mila we have to discuss. But as a general rule, chovel, if you beat up somebody until you take blood from him, that's called mekalkin. And there's a sheet of Rabbi Avo. The sheet of Rabbi Avo appears not here in Krisus. Well, the Gemara is going to refer to the sheet in a second, but the original Rabbi Avo appears in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kufayim and Beis. And there on Daf Kufayim and Beis, Rabbi Avo says that Kol Hamakalkel in Pturim Chutz Michovel. Now, in the shiurim that I give on a different day of the week, that's for, let's see, today's Monday, that's for Tuesdays, right, for Tuesdays, we're analyzing the principle of Meleches Machsheves. That's our goal. And we start with the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga is on Daf Yud Amid Beis. Believe it or not, the definition of Meleches Machsheves is in Chagiga. Why is it in Chagiga? Because the Mishnah says about Shabbos that it's Kaharim Hatluyim Besara. It's like a mountain because there's so little Torah Shebechsav. All it says in the Torah Shebechsav is Lo Sasu Kol Malacha, and that's Geendik. And everything is in Torah Shebalpeh. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean everything is in Torah Shebalpeh? So the Gemara gives the example of Mekalkel. Why is Mekalkel Potter on Shabbos? Zokti Gemara, because Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. So Rashi says you need a Melacha Chashuva. And Mekalkel is not called a Melacha Chashuva. Again, if we were studying the philosophical works of Rav Shimshel Fol Hirsch, we would have a lot to talk about. But leaving out philosophy, the point is that a Melacha Chashuva has to be constructive. It's got to be a Mesaken and not a Mekalkel. Therefore, the Gemara establishes in Masechta Chagiga that the archetype, so the prototype of a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves is Mekalkel. And yet, if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kufayim Beis, Rabbi Avol says that there's an exception to the rule of Mekalkel. What's the exception to the rule of Mekalkel? To call Mekalkel Ptur Chutz Michovel. Chovel is Chayav, according to Rabbi Avol, even in the case of Mekalkel. What does that tell me if I put the two sugyas together? I started with the sugya in Chagiga. The sugya Chagiga establishes that your prototype of the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves is going to be what? Mekalkel. Now I skip to the sugya in Shabbos, which says that, according to Rabbi Avo, in the case of Chovel, even if he's a Mekalkel, he is Chayav. What therefore do I derive? What's my conclusion? This is what in fancy Latin, it's called modus tollens, for those who know a little bit of logic. Yeah, what?
It's not in Meleches Machsheves.
Exactly. That there's no requirement of Meleches Machsheves with regard to Chovel, which is a Pella into of itself, but we're not learning, you know, that sugya per se now. We're going to touch on it, but that has to be understood. Why would the Torah say that in Chovel, you're Chayav for Mekalkel, and therefore alleviate, or shall we say, neutralize the principle, the requirement of Meleches Machsheves. Meaning, Meleches Machsheves seems to be so essential and so fundamental to defining what a Melacha is, it's very difficult, very challenging to try to figure out how the Torah would waive that requirement and neutralize Meleches Machsheves with regard to Meleches Chovel. But be that as it may, that's what we have according to Rabbi Avo. Now we plug back into Mila. Mila, we said, if not for the halacha that Mila is Docha Shabbos, would be a violation of which Melacha? Chovel. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. if this moel is to be categorized under which halacha? He had the two babies. So what does that make him into? A misasek, right? He's a misasek. So the Gemara says, therefore, he should be patur. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say he's chayv? Any Rabbi Yeshua would say he's chayv, except for the fact that we have a principle in all of Hilchos Shgagos that osek b'dvar mitzvah is patur from a karo. But otherwise, fundamentally, kuli alma lo pligin, there's no machlokas here that the mal is chayav a karma. Why is he chayav a karma? You're going to tell me because, wait a second, he violated meleches chabura, and the Gemara says, no, he should be potter from a karma. I'm going to fight you, tooth and nail. Why am I going to fight you? Because he's a misasek. He really was interested in which baby? The Shabbos baby. He ended up with the Sunday baby. So that's called misasek. No, if that's called misasek, he should be potter. What kind of cash is that? I have a very simple answer to that question. Which malach are we dealing with? I'll tell you why he's chayev. Because we're dealing with which malacha? Everybody. Chovel. If we're dealing with chovel, the halacha is that there's no requirement meleches machsheves with regard to chovel. Haraya, the Gemara says that makalkel in chabura is chayev. Why? Says the Gemara, that's because there's no requirement, says Rabbi Yo, of meleches machsheves with regard to chabura. Chabura, by its very nature, defies the halacha or the requirement of meleches machsheves memela. To the same extent that there's no ptur of mekalkil in the case of chovel. Why? Because chovel is above the law, so to speak, of meleches machsheves. To that extent, there should be no ptur of what? Of misasek. Again, if I had a blackboard here, I'd write the following on the blackboard. There's a ptur of mekalkil. The Gemara says ptur mekalkil applies to 38 out of 39 melachos and is based on what pasuk, on what halacha? Meleches machsheves. Line number two. There's a ptur of misasek. Shmuel says that the ptur of misasek is derived from meleches machsheves. Then we add number three, that the one exceptional malacha that doesn't require meleches machsheves, harai yichayev, even though it's mekalkel, says Rabbi Avo in Shabbos Kuvavam and Aleph, is the malach of chovel. Is doch if chovel is chayev, even though it's mekalkel, i.e., we don't require meleches machsheves, then misasek should be chayev in chovel. Why is the Gemara bothered by the fact that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua fundamentally are mechayev the moel? Of course he's chayev. Why do you think he should be potter? Because of misasek? That shouldn't apply to meleches chovel. Ah, the answer is Rabosai, that now the Gemara is holding the following. If you recall, again, that's just for those who weren't here, you can sort of clue in now, you know, to this was a very fundamental point that we got from the Tosis Rid. The Tosis Rid. And the Tosis Rid says the following, that Shmuel and Rabbi Eliezer disagree about a very fundamental issue. And that is that Rabbi Eliezer has the Pasuk Ba. And that pasuk in the parasha of Shkagos tells me Asher Chato Ba Prat Limis Asik. Shmuel never had that drasha. Shmuel held that there is no p'tur of Mis Asik in Kol Torah Kula. There's only p'tur in Meleches Shabbos. Correct? Oh. So the Gemara now says the following: are you telling me that there's no p'tur in Meleches Shabbos for misasek? That could be wonderful. Meaning, if you're going to insist that we only have the ptur of what? Of meleches machsheves, then I could justify Rabbi Eliezer. And I could say, and again, when I say Rabbi Eliezer, I mean Rabbi Yeshua as well. Right? I could justify Rabbi Eliezer and say that why are you chayav in the case of the moel, despite the fact that there is a misasek situation here? The answer is because meleches chovel is not subject to the requirement of meleches machsheves. So even if I grant you that misasek is potter in Shabbos and Shmuel because of the ptur of what? Of meleches machsheves, nevertheless, the moel, insofar as he's involved in which malach? Meleches chovel, he's going to be chayav, because despite the fact that he's a misasek, nevertheless, I say that Chovel is Chayav because we suspend the requirement of what? Moleches Machsheves, meaning Kishem She Chovel Chayav B'Makalkel Kach Chovel Chayav B'Misasek. That would apply to the unique Misasek of what? Of Shabbos. But the Gemara is asking a kasha now, according to whom? Rabbi Eliezer. What did Rabbi Eliezer have that Shmuel didn't have? Oh. Says the Tosfos Reed, he had Ba. Ba means that there's a universal halacha of Ptur Misasek. The Gemara is asking the following. Since you're learning a Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's a Ptur of Misasek that's in Kol Torah Kula, forget about Shekein Nene. At certain cases, we might have to drop the ball because of Shekein Nene. But fundamentally, if he was involved in a Chiyuv Kares, and he did not have any anah from it, you know, let's say he was making a ktores, you know, or shevet avishcha, whatever the case is there in the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus, and he didn't have any anah from it, then if he was a misaseg, for example, he has two objects in front of him, and he thinks one of them is heter, and he wanted to do whatever he wanted to do on the heter, and instead he did it on the isur. So we have now a case which, in the language of the Gemara, is parallel to his kavein lachtoch esatolush, excuse me, esatolush v'chotach esamechubar, which is the universal principle of meleches machshev, of mezas. In fact, in the case of Shuman and Chalev, he wanted to eat the Shuman, instead he ate the Chalev. Again, we're going to say Schaib Shkenen, but the principle is that principle. So Mimela, now it turns out the following. Let's make the Cheshb. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who has the universal Ptur of what? Of Misasek of Ba, in this case of Mila, Eino Chinami B'Toras Moleches Chovel, I could not potter him up under the rule of Moleches Machsheves. But nevertheless, under the universal principle of Misasek, since he's not interested in violating the Isur, nor on this object, he's interested in another object, not this baby, but the other baby, we have a classical case of Niskavein Lachtoch Es Hatolush V'Chotach Smechuvar, the two Chafotzim, and that is Misasek. So even if I grant you, Shmuel, that there's no Ptur of Kol Tarkula Misasek, because you hold that we don't have the Drasha Bar, right? We're going to use the Drasha Bar for something else, right? You know what I'm talking about. Then, what about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer has the halach of what? Of Ba. He has the universal principle of the Ptur Misasek. Nehi, even if I grant you that I cannot potter this moil up, Mitzad Meleches Machsheves, because in Meleches Chovel there is no Ptur Meleches Machsheves, and therefore Misasek would not apply, but I can still apply which Misasek? The universal Misasek that's derived from Ba, because since he's this Kavin Latok Satolish for Chatok Samachubar, there are two Chafatsim and he had a Kavanis Heter, therefore he should be a Misasek. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that in this case he's Chayav? I can potter him up under the Loch of Ba. Ah, if that's the Gemara's question, then I have the following problem. The Gemara then throws in Rabbi Yeshua into boot. Now Rabbi Yeshua, if you recall, never had the halacha Ba. And Shmuel, standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Yeshua, introduced which Ptur Misasek? Meleches Machsheves, correct? Because he could not operate with Ba in the framework of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua needed Ba, Achi Vodem HaMechata. So he didn't have the word Ba free for a drasha to derive the Ptur Lemait Misasek. So now the Gemara goes in and says, I have a kasha even from Rabbi Yeshua. Why do I have a kasha from Yom Shua? Because Rabbi Yeshua only passes up here because of what? His asik bedavar bidvar mitzvah. But fundamentally, he would apply the principle of his asik. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it comes out the only principle of his asik that could operate in Kol Tarkul is only Meleches Machsheves. So what's the Gemara objecting here about Meleches Machsheves, since we're dealing with Meleches Chabura? In Meleches Chabura there is no Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, Haraya. Chovel, says Rabbi Avo, is chayv even though he's mekalkel. So now I don't understand exactly why the Gemara needs this cash. So in order to understand this, we're going to learn in Ritz Hashem a piece here in the Shita Mekubetzes. I apologize. The Shita Mekubetzes is in the back of Masechta Krisus, but it is so microscopic that I would have to multiply it 1,000 times with an electron scanning microscope to be able to read it. So why am I apologizing to you? Because I found the Shita Mekubetzes on the internet in large bold print, but there's only one problem. It has a watermark on it. But I still think, I have to get the eye doctors okay, that it's easier to read this than to read the Shita Mekubetzes in the back here. Now, if I had a lot of free time on my hands, what I would do is I would photocopy it 150%, then take that and cut it down and photocopy it again and again and again until finally you could read it. So in the meantime, I think we'll be able to read this despite the watermark. Now, I don't know if I made enough photocopies. If I didn't, I apologize, so maybe you could look on. But let's just first give it out.
So it comes out that Rabbi Eliezer should say Potter, and Rabbi Yeshua should say Chayiv.
Correct. Rabbi Eliezer should say Potter. Why? Because you have the universal tour of Misasi and Kol Tarkula, and here you don't have Shekeinen, obviously. Rabbi Yeshua only operates with one tour of Misasi, namely derived from Meleches Machsheves, that he cannot apply here in the case of Chovel, and therefore he should be Chayev. The Gemara should have no problem here objecting from Rabbi Yeshua. The whole problem here should be focused on Rabbi Eliezer.
Isn't there an idea that Shechita is dying?
Well, Shechita has three different melachas. Number one, it is Netilas Neshama. Number two, it is Tzoveya. And number three, it is also an issue of what? What did I leave out? Anyway, there's a third melach involved in Shechita. So the Gemara goes through, that's a sugi, I think, on Daf Ayin Hey, if I remember correctly. But why do you mention this, Dr. Joel? I'm just curious. If it's Sovea,
then it's only right. is a Patur, but that would not be a Patur.
Excellent. Then the Patur of Lechem Hashem should apply under the law of Sovea. That's about Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Even Rav, I think, who says that Yechayv for Sovea, that's only if you're selling the meat on the market and you want to show the people that it's fresh meat and you just shechted it, that jacks up the price, so you want it to be absorbed with the dam. But in this case, he's not selling anything, and therefore he'd not be chayv mishum tzoveh. Okay then?
Could you say in the case of the brisk that chabala is not really an issue because it's not mekalkel, it's mekalkel? In the case of a brisk, chabala is mekalkel.
Right, but again, since he's chayv anyway, I don't think we add anything by saying that he's chayv Bitaris Mesakin. No, he's chayv anyway, Bitaris Mekalkel, unless Mila is Docha Shabbos, but in this case, Mila can't be Docha Shabbos, the wrong baby. So he's chayv even without a Metakin. So, you know, by adding the Tikkun, I don't think you gain anything here. That's my point. Okay, Rabosei. Now we read one more line in the Gemara. Because if you recall, at this point, the Gemara is left with a Kasha. The Gemara thinks that Misasik should apply here as a Ptur. And again, it might be the universal Ptur of Misasik. Or alternatively, maybe it's the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, which would have to make sense according to Rabbi Yeshua, because the Tosfos Rid said that Rabbi Yeshua only has the Ptur of Misasik in Shabbos and Meleches Machsheves. Omar Lo. One line answer. Hanachlitinokos Hoel umekalkel bechabura chayev misasik bechabura chayev. Rabosei, this is our answer. The Gemara is now saying that the reason why you're chayev is because there's no requirement of meleches machsheves with regard to meleches chabura. Chabura is another word for chovel. Yeah, But the Gemara is not willing to apply the universal principle of misasik. So again, this answer to the Gemara would only be appropriate for Rabbi Yoshua. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yoshua, who only operates with one category of misasik, misasik is potter only b'toras Shabbos, b'toras Melechus Machsheves, then in the case of Chabura, he's going to be chayav, except for the factor of osik b'dvar mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he should be potter for a different reason, because Rabbi Eliezer has the universal ba. And therefore I'm tempted, at least according to Shitas Rashi that we discussed at great length, to assume that there's only one baby in front of him. Because again, go back to the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Misha hayu lo shnei tinokos. Which word is omitted from the Mishnah?
Lefanav.
It doesn't say lefanav. So it could very well be there's only one baby in front of him. And if you recall, Rashi's sheet is that if I have one piece of meat in front of me, and I don't know that it's chaylev, I mistakenly think it's Shuman. Rashi says, I'm chayav a korban chatas b'torah shogeg. When am I misasik, says Rashi? That's only if the malach came, as we discussed, and moved my arm, and instead of picking up this piece of meat, which was Shuman, I picked up this piece of meat, which was chaylev. So if the moel is looking at two tinokos, and he wants to put his arm on the right, and the malach comes and moves his arm to the left, and instead he's malis, then Enochinami was stuck with the kasha that Rabbi Eliezer should say your potter in this case, not b'toras melechus machsheves, because we're talking about melechus chabura, but b'toras ba, b'toras the universal principle of misasek potter. But what I'm going to suggest here, and this is not going to help me for Tosfos Shita, is to, at this point, implement Rashi Shita, namely that there's only a universal p'tur of misasek in a case that's similar to hiskave lachtoch es ha mechubar v'chatach es hatolish, meaning there were two pieces of fruit or produce in front of him. He was trying to cut this one, and instead he cut that one. And Rashi therefore says we have two conditions that are met that make you into universal misasek. Number one, Kavanas Heter. Number two, Beis Chafatzim. Could be that Rashi would interpret here, as we'll soon see, in the case of Tinokos, that there was only one Tinok in front of him. He was mistaken about the identity of the Tinok. He thought that this Tinok was born on Shabbos. It's a Shabbos Mila Bris. In that case, there would be no universal Ptur of Misaseh, but rather you'd be Chayav a Karban Shogeg a Karban Chatos. Ella, you could ask me, what about the Ptur Hamyuchad the Shabbos of Melechus Machsheves? The answer is we're dealing with Chabura, and in Chabura there's no Ptur of Melechus Machsheves. Fine. Now, we want to take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes. Amalei Ravel Rav Nachman, you have such a thing? Now, the reason why, by the way, this is published in the back of the Gemara, in very small print, is because it's called Hashmatos. What does that mean, Hashmatos? The Shita Mekubetzes will not be, on Krisus, will not be found in, you know, we have the Shita Mekubetzes set of six volumes. You won't find Krisus there, because the Shita Mekubetzes on Krisus is published on the page. But then there's something called Hashmatos. These were pieces that for some reason were left out. They were omitted from the text on the page, and they were compiled in the back of the Gemara. Does anybody here, does everybody here know who authored the Shita Mekubetzes? Bitzal Ashkenazi. He was one of those Jews that was both an Ashkenazi and a Sfaradi. You know, like the Arizal. You know, nobody, you know, the Ashkenazim claimed that he was an Ashkenazi, the Sfaradim claimed he was a Sfaradi. He was everything for everybody. So was Rav Bitzal Ashkenazi. Classically, the name Ashkenazi is what kind of name? Ashkenazic or Sephardic? It's a Sephardic name. Right.
All the whites are black, things are small.
Right. Everything is.
When did he live?
He lived 5.5 centuries ago. So he is a borderline Rishon or an early Achron. But the Shita Mekubetzes is usually very, very reliable. My Rebbe Rav Salveitchik very rarely quoted the Shita Mekubetzes because of a very simple reason. It's mostly an anthology. There are paragraphs here and there, like the one we're going to see now, where it's original. but I would say 70-80% of the Shita Megubetz is just to quote other Rishonim. And now, Baruch Hashem, we have almost all of these Rishonim. The Shita Megubetz has lost a little bit of its significance. But sometimes he's Mechadish his own Chidushim, and in Masechta Krisus, because there are so few Rishonim on Masechta Krisus, he is almost a Rishon source, you know, for learning. Amalei Rava Rav Nachman Vatinokos. Rava objects to Rav Nachman and says to him, the case of Tinokos with the Moel is a case of Misasik, and yet the Mishnah says that they're chayav, that the Moel is chayav. So the Sheet is bothered by the following. If you recall the Gemara on Daf Yutes Amid Beis, it seems that Rav Nachman made a statement in the name of Shmuel, namely that in Shabbos we have a unique p'tur of Misaseg Midin Meleches Machshavos, and Rava attacked Rav Nachman from the Mishnah in Tinokos, as if to imply that Rav Nachman put his foot in his mouth. He gave us the problems here. And if not for Rav Nachman's quote of Meleches Machsheves as a p'tur of Misasek, everything would be smooth and we would understand the mission of Tinok. Siyam Tomar. Afilu lo Aisi Milsa Dishmuel. Even had the Gemara not quoted the statement of Shmuel, Matzi Parech, the question would have been a valid question. Regardless, Sharei Omar Bimas Nisan, the Mishnah itself here on Daf Yutes Amid Aleph says, and we learned this Mishnah, Ma Tamalo Mesher Chotaba. Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that if he doesn't know whether he ate Chalev or he ate Nosar, he's chayev to bring a korban. And he rejects the derivation of Rabbi Yeshua of Ba, Achi Vodim Mechot. So Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Eliezer and he says, okay, so what do you do with the word Ba? And Rabbi Eliezer answers, Pratlam is Asik. Pirush, Demairi, Shehu Miskavin Lidovar Heter. He meant to do something that was Heter. And unbeknown to him, he was doing something that was awesome because of the mistaken identity about the tinok that he circumcised. Him came tikshi, heichi mechayv Rabbi Eliezer chatos. How can Rabbi Eliezer maintain in the Mishnah of tinokos that the mol is chayv chatos? After all, why not apply the principle of ba prat limis asik? Forget about Shmuel's misasik being part of B'toras what? Meleches Machsheves. And by the way, if we accept this logic of the Shita Mekubetzes, then we're in deep trouble with the Gemara's answer. Because the Gemara's answer is Hanach Lechavola Letinokos, because Chovel is Chayav even if there's no what? There's no Meleches Machsheves, and if even Misasei. But forget about that. What about Ba, which is the universal P'tur of Misasei? Now he adds insult to injury. Vagam Rava Tikshe Linafshe. Why is Rava attacking Rav Nachman? Rava should be asking this question on himself. Okay, here's a Girsa problem. What word do you have here? Like Bia? Yeah, it should be Lachtoch. It should say Lachtoch. I'll tell you why. Because the sheet is addressing the sheet of Rava now. And if you recall, it was Abaye who was the one who said that you didn't have Kavanas Maisa, and therefore your Kavanah was Hagba when the Sakin fell on the ground. But Rava doesn't require, and Rava could generate Misasek and the Ptur of Misasek even in the case where you have Kavanas Maisa. He meant to do a Chituch. So really what it should say here, but again, don't get confused about this, is a very minor point in our discussion for today, but what it really should say is Niskavin Lachtoch HaTolush V'Ola B'Yado Shehu Mechubar. Now watch this, Shehu Mechubar. He adds a word here, Shehu. We have V'Ola B'Yado Mechubar in our text in the Gemara. He has Shehu Mechubar. What's the difference between also biyado, all biyado Mechubar, and all biyado Shehu Mechubar? All biyado Mechubar means that he picked up the wrong one. and he cut the wrong one, meaning he had two in front of him. That's Rashi's shita. But Tosis, as you recall, doesn't require base chafotzim. Tosis says if he was mistaken about the identity of the one single object that he had in front of him, nevertheless, he comes under the p'tur of misasik. So what he says here is olav yado shehu. Shehu means he found out, to his chagrin, to his surprise, that this was actually mechubar. Delonis kaven leisur. And why? You know, you might say that every shogeg is lonis kaven leisur. So what's the difference between shogeg is chayev achat, as misasik is not? But in shogeg, he's aware of all the physical reality in front of him. He's unaware of the isur, or the day that would generate that isur. Here, he's unaware of the identity of the object. Little does he know, to his surprise, that this is not tolish as he anticipated, but rather mechubar. Potter mitam. It should say mitam. I don't know if you have hatam, but potter mitam ba prat lemis asik. No, if there's Rav himself has a p'tur of ba prat lemis asik in the case of niskavin latoch esatol shetol vechotach esah mechubar. That's exactly what's going on here in the case of tinokos. And again, Rabosai, the Shita Mekubetzis is learning like Tosis. So my point of before, whether two babies in front of him or one baby in front of him, that's totally irrelevant now. Because if we accept the Shita of Tosis, if he had one object in front of him, let's say he had a piece of meat and he thought it was Shuman, and it turns out to be Chelev, Tosis says that's a p'tur of misasik that's derived from ba. If he has one baby in front of him, he thinks that that baby is the Shabbos milah, and instead it turns out to be the Sunday milah, then in such a case, he's part of midin ba, according to Rava. That's the way Tosis learns Rava. So why is Rava attacking Rav Nachman? It's a kashal in nafshe. V'od, he continues in his kash. He says, V'od, my parach lahi diom Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel de potu mitam meleches machsheves haynu bin iskavin lachtoch mechubar zeh v'chotach mechubar acher da haynu trey gufin. What's the yisoda yisodos of the tour of misasek as a subcategory of meleches machsheves? That's where he has two gufim. We call it two cheftes. He calls it two gufim. Two gufim means he's got te'enim on this side, he has te'enim on that side, he has a ner on this side, a ner on that side, he has two gufim. That's the chiddush of Shmuel, that there's a p'tur misasik in Shabbos because of two gufim. Amol hocha gabi tinokes, lo shayach haitaimo limifter emitam leches makshevis. In this case, he only has one guf. Why does he have one goof? Because he's learning the way we were learning. That doesn't say lefanav. The Mishnah is not talking about a case where he has the two babies in front of him. There's only one baby in front of him. Sharei lahai goof niskamen. He really had kavana for this goof. That has nothing to do with Shmuel. Shmuel was saying lo niskamen makshavto because his maisa was done on a different goof than the one that he intended to do. But here, he intended to circumcise this child, and that's exactly what he did. Havi kavod niskavin lachtoch hatolush. He thought that this object, this fruit, was already detached. In that case, we're not dealing with the p'tur of Meleches Machsheves, of Shmuel, but rather with the p'tur of Misasek that's derived from Ba. So let's just review all the kashas of the Shita Mekubetzis. Number one, why does the Gemara predicate its kasha on Shmuel? This kasha is on the Mishnah itself. Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah that Ba teaches me Prat L'Misasek, and this case of the Moel is a classical case of Misasek. He intended Beheter Gomur to circumcise a baby that's a Shabbos baby. Little did he know that this baby was a Sunday baby. Question number two, Rava himself was the Bala Shita who said that there's a Ptur Misasek in Kol Tarkula when you're unaware of the identity and the character of the object that you're victimizing, namely when you think it's Tolish and in fact it's Mechubar, that's called Misasik in your potter. So Rava should have asked this kasha on himself. And number three, the Gemara is not justified in asking this kasha on Shmuel, because Adarabba, Meleches Machsheves only applies when there are two gufim, and here there's only one guf. Now we get to V.H. Lomar. Is everybody on the same page? Because the next three lines, he drops the bomb. Are you ready for this? Mind-boggling. V'yesh lomar, demasnisin lo motzi parich. There wouldn't be a question on the Mishnah. Why? Because again, the Mishnah is operating with what kind of misasik, Rabosai? Universal misasik, correct? The Mishnah itself is ba prat lemisasik. The universal ba prat lemisasik could not apply in the case of a mor. So claims the Shita Mekubetzes. If I would say so, you would tell me I'm a Meshugana. But the Shita Mekubetzes could say it. How can you tell me that the universal p'tur of Misasik is inapplicable here? The man was unaware of the fact that this baby that he's mulling is a Sunday baby. That is classical Misasik. Zok the Shita Mekubetzes. You ready for the bomb? Hold on to your seat. Sharehai nami mikri niskaven leisur. Mind you, the moel is a tzadik gomor. Okay, I have a lot to talk about that in the case of my boys. Yeah, but anyway, so the moel is a tzadik. I date back to the Yasala period. Now it's Moshala. They say the Moshala already did more milas than his father. In my day, they said about Moshala, his father, who's not alive anymore, that he did more milas than anyone in Jewish history. And they say about Moshala, his son, that he already doubled his father. So, anyway, now Moshala the male wants to circumcise the Shabbos baby. How can you tell me that's called Niskaving Leisur? What are you, a Meshugana? The Shita Mekubetzes is saying something that's totally ridiculous. Oh, he says the following: Kave under Chovel the Shabbos Chayov. Elisha Hutro Legavi Milo. See, I would have changed one word if I could, if I only could. I wouldn't have said Hutro Legavi Milo. What word would you have substituted for Hutro Legavi Milo? Okay. I don't know if you're sensitive. This is a Ran, a famous Ran in Masechta Shabbos, and he refers to it also in Masechta Yuma, where the Mila is Hutra B'Shabbos or Dechuya B'Shabbos. Okay, a lot of Nafkevitas halacha, but
Pikuach Nefes is the same Nachleikus.
Pikuach Nefes? Does anyone say that Pikuach Nefes is only Dechuya? Oh, okay. I'm used to what my Rebbe used to say, you know, that my wife was pregnant and I asked my Rebbe, just for the fun of it, I'm going to fry for this, but I asked Rabbi Soloveitchik if she has to fast on Yom Kippur. So he said, of course. And then he says, but if she sees the following symptoms, he starts describing symptoms to me, then she has to eat. So again, I was really chutzpahic. I said, Rebbe, you mean pachos, pachos, mi kishir. That was the wrong thing to say. In the Olam Emes, I'm going to have to ask the Rebbe for mechil. He got so angry at me. He says, name, kisuda shloimi amelech b'shaitai. Feed her a full meal. You know what I'm saying? He was a Talmud of his Zayin, the Reb Chaim. Your Reb Chaim held that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, it's Hutra, it's all Hutra. Anyway, so what happens here? Comes along the Shita Mekubetzes, and he says a phenomenal Chiddush. He says that there's something called Kavanas Isur, and there's something called Kavanas Heter. In order to activate the principle of Misasek, the universal principle of Misasek, derived from Ba, I need Kavanas Heter. There's no such thing as Kavanas Isur as a Misasik in Kol Tarku. That's unique to Meleches Machshav, that Shmuel in the case of Te'enim Bisrael. Comes on the Shita Mekubetzes and he says that Mila on Shabbos, even for what? A Shabbos baby, is considered Niskaven Leisur. Came under Chovel B'Shabbos Chayov, Ella da Torah, you know, like it's a footnote, Ella da Torah, Hitira Famila, in Kelo Shayach Haitaima, Ba, quote, Ba, Prat, Limis Asim. So, Rabosa, I've been racking my brains on this, you know, trying to figure out what is the deeper meaning here of this Shita Mekubetzes. And I was thinking the following. The Shita Mekubetzes holds that the malacha itself and whether it's mutter or asur are two different questions. The malacha, if I isolate the malacha, this malacha is a meleches isur. The Torah allows it for the sake of the greater good of mitzvahs mila. But the malacha per se is a meleches isur. I guess in psychological terms, which I'm not saying I subscribe to this approach, you could say psychologically that if the male is involved in a malacha, he better be sure of what baby he's picking up here. So to claim that you're a misasik because you were involved in this baby and accidentally you got in another baby, that's a little bit far out. You know, you know that you're involved no matter what. Even if you get the right baby, you're doing kavola. You know, if I don't know if this is tolish or mechuba, at least lishitasi, I naively think that this is tolish. Yesterday I mowed the lawn and I thought I got to this point. Okay, I forgot that I stopped an inch before I got to that point. Right? But I'm involved in a meleches heter of cutting tolish, at least in my mind. But in the case of kavola, Mimanashach, it doesn't matter which baby I'm involved in Mila, that is a Meleches Shabbos, a Meleches Chabura. But that's on a psychological level. In other words, he can't hide behind the Ptur of Misasek if Mimanashach he's involved in implementing a Melecha. I believe that there's more to it than that. I think he's saying something that's much more profound than just psychology. I think he's saying that there are two halachas of kavana. One is relevant to misasek in Kol Torah Kula, and one is not relevant to misasek in Kol Torah Kula. The kavana of heter that's relevant to misasek in Kol Torah Kula has to be inherent in the action itself. But if inherently the action itself is asur, that's defined halachically by as a kavanas isur. Alan, did you want to say something?
Why can't you just say it as the reason he's allowed to perform the mila is because the esse is dokka mosaser.
Right.
And the
you don't mean that literally, do you? I mean, it's derived from a pasuk b'yom hashvi.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the first want to know why don't we apply the principle of esseg dochalosis? Right. And the answer is because it's a losa sheish bo misa. We don't apply esseg dochalosis to where the classical derivation is kelayim b'tzitzis. That's only a regular law. But go ahead. I didn't mean to stop you in the middle.
That sort of logic. Since he's more the wrong one, there's no essay. So there's no essay on what he actually performed. So Mamele, he's by the Losa set.
Well, isn't that true in the case where he cuts Mechubar instead of Tolush? Meaning?
No.
Why?
Because it's not a mitzvah. He doesn't have a mitzvah to
Wait a minute. Don't tell me mitzvah, because then you're making the question even more difficult. No, I'm trying to find a way of finding this moel guilty to make him into a shogeg, and he's not a misasik.
I'm trying to find him guilty.
So why do you introduce mitzvah? Because mitzvah confuses me. The Gemara is going to use mitzvah as a factor, as a variable to alleviate him of his responsibility. If you want to find him guilty, I don't think you should mention mitzvah.
Because there's no mitzvah.
But again, keep in mind, we're not analyzing this case from the perspective of mitzvah. If we're going to do that, then for sure he's potter from a karma. The Gemara wants to say that let's cut the umbilical cord and leave mitzvah out of the equation, because then for sure he's going to be potter. The reason why he's chayav is because mitzvah is not a factor over here, but the only factor the Gemara thinks should be relevant here is misasik. Comes along the Shita Megubetz, he says misasik is irrelevant. Why? Because misasik is only relevant when I have a kavanas. Again, misasik of Kol Torah Kula, please. Of Ba. Right? It's only relevant when I have a kavanas. Heter, this moel as a kavanas isur. Now, if you're going to introduce mitzvah, you're going to derail me completely, because I wouldn't say that if I want to justify the conclusion, the principle of the shita, that the moel is involved in a kavanas isur, it's a mitzvah. I would say on the contrary, the mitzvah element makes it into a kavanas not only heter, but even better than heter, it's a kavanas mitzvah. So that for sure would potter him up. If I'm looking for the logic that the Shita Mekubetzah says that clearly he should be chayav according to our Mishnah without introducing Meleches Machsheves, the second half of what he's going to present is why Meleches Machsheves does apply here. But why doesn't Misasek, classical universal Misasek, apply here, says the Shita Mekubetzah, because he has a kavanas isur, and Misasek can call it Torah Kula presumes is predicated on a kavanas heter. Here he has a kavanas isur. I would leave out the mitzvah element. I don't know, that seems to... Yeah. Can you say a little bit better without mitzvah, you know, to make just to make me happy, you know?
I don't quite understand 100% what you're saying.
I'm looking to throw the book at this Moel and say that with all due respect, your kavanah is a kavanah's isur. And the Sheet of Gubet says, why? Because the Chavolah itself is a Melech HaShabbos. Well, let's read his language, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing, because you know you're doing a Losaseh. It's just that you have a Passover on you of Mitzvah. But when it comes out, you didn't actually do the mitzvah. Your pass was a phony.
So I would leave out the again. I would prefer to leave out the last sentence. But the first sentence that you said, I think, is very appropriate. That your kavanah is a kavanah is isur, because even if the Torah allows you, but the Torah is allowing you to do an isur. You know, I was thinking to myself, Rabosai. You know, there's a gigantic machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivim about a person who's a chole and he eats nevela. He's allowed to eat nevela. And the machlok shin, the Ram and the Raivin, is whether or not it affects his spiritual makeup. Meaning there's a principle with regard to machlos asuros that is metamtamos es aliv. And the Rambam, if I remember correctly, at the end of Hilchos Bracha says that Hashomi can't make a bracha on eating the vela, even though he's allowed to eat the vela, he's a chola. And the Raivin says, no, let him make a bracha. And there are all sorts of discussions here about what, you know, what the impact of eating nevela is when you're allowed to eat nevela. Let's assume, again, which is not my position, but let's assume just for argument's sake that if a person eats nevela when he has to eat nevela, it's going to have an impact. You know, it's metaphysical. It's in the nevela itself. Again, how he gets rid of that and so forth and so on. Maybe for that we have Chodesh Elul, Ubasa, you know, has to say in the Pasuk in this week's parasha, Ubasa Savir Vesima. You remember that Pasuk? So the Arachayim HaKodesh says, Ubasa Savir Vesima, that Avia is referring to Avia Shemashamayim. And then it says, Yerach Yomim. That's Chodesh Elul. That Chodesh Elul, we should be, you know, we went far away from the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore, you know, Basa Savia. We cry for the longing to Hashem, and therefore we have to dedicate a month of Elul.
You know. But we generally hold that if you have to eat Nevela because of illness, it becomes a mitzvah.
Correct. And the question is there something inherent in the Cheftza that has an impact on a person?
Even though I'm doing
it, I'll give you an example. Even the Chassam Sofer has a psak. Again, no one's allowed to publicize this, but it's in the Tshuvas. It doesn't have to leave this room. He was asked a question about a child who is nebuch retarded, lo aleinu, and the only institution in that area in Prejburg where they could hope that the child would be educated to the point where he can function is in a non-Jewish facility, and he'll be fed nevelos and treifos. And the Chassam Sofer writes that according to the strict letter of the law, adarav, it's mutter, and so forth and so on. But we can't feed him nevelos and treifos. We have to find a solution to nevelos and treifos because that's going to have an impact on his soul. So it's very odd. The Chassam Sofer Pasach. He starts by telling you that if this is going to educate the child, that's critical, then that's what we should do. We should have him admitted, you know, registered in that facility. But then he says, the male's trafus, I can't tolerate it. It's a young child. In fact, there's a whole sugi yivamis whether, you know, bezin chayv la frisho, ein chayv la frisho, you know. And Chassam Sofer went very far with this. He was a very frum person. No, I don't mean that facetiously. I mean it with, you know, from the bottom of my heart. He had a certain kind of frum guy that was so sincere. It was so genuine, so naive. We are having a shiur now. I don't know if you may have noticed that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's why I closed the door. It's okay. It's all right. Don't feel badly about it. All right. So let's see the next part of the Sheet of Mekubet.
Rav Amital in Gush, Rav Lutzen, Rav Amital were asked about, there was a case where a plane went down. In Denensfeld, and the survivors had nobody to eat but human flesh.
Right.
What do you do?
Right. So it's not. I don't know. This is Shiloh. You have to eat human flesh, don't you? Don't. So what did they say?
So they both said there's no Shiloh.
Oh, okay.
There's no Shiloh. Right?
Lichtenstein
said that you have to eat the human flesh. I mean, that's the apialach. That's what you have to do. Vamitase. How can you eat human flesh?
I wouldn't want to be in that position, but you know.
That's,
so question is,
yeah.
Anyway, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. We got off on a little bit of a tangent. Oh, the Hachi Parash. Oh, so now that we've excluded the Mishnah, and we understand that the Gemara could not have raised this objection, and potted up the Moel, didn't misasik b'kol Tarkula, but rather it's an attack on Shmuel. Why is it an attack on Shmuel? Says the Shita Megubetzes. Avol Shmuel Parak Shapir the Liftar Mitam Leches Machsheves Af Dinis Kavin. Again, even though he had a Kavonas Isur, I would add the word Isur here, right? Because again, the Sheet of Gubetzis is claiming that the Kavonas Amoel, even for the Shabbos Tinok, is called a Kavonas Isur. Afal Gav. The hocha gabi tinokos chad gufahu. I think that there's a comma in the wrong place here. But anyway, even though you'll ask me, but wait a second, what was Shmuel? Shmuel was talking about a case where there were two objects in front of him, right? The trey gufin, if you remember, on the third line on the top of this paragraph. So that the yisodas of Shmuel was that if you have a kavonas isur, nevertheless you could be potter from a karbon on Shabbos because of the din of misasek of melechus machsheves, if and only if they're a trey gufin. Now we just finished saying that was his third kash, I think, of the three kashes, that in this case of the tinok, there's only one guf. So how could the Gemara attack Shmuel and say we should apply the principle of Meleches Machsheves, that misasik that's unique to Shabbos? Mikomakom, he says Parach Shapir. The Gemara's question is justified. V'hachi Parach. Oh, the Gemara has now an analogy. Ki hechi demedame Shmuel liftar niskavin leisur mitam leches machsheves leniskavin leheter depot mitam prat lemisasek. Shmuel begins with an analogy. His analogy is the following: that just like in niskavin leheter your potter in kol tor kula in shari sutar bidin misasek, and that's derived from ba. So too, says Shmuel, by analogy, in Shabbos, where there's a unique halacha, Meleches Machsheves is a b'tur misasek, even though you had a kavonas isur. Is hachinami medame gabi misasek liftar mitam misasek b'miskavim leisur v'ola b'yodo shu isur l'miskavim leheter v'ola b'yodo shu isur. The potter mitam misasek. The osim ksiv kra asher chotaba. The miachad the chazinon de Shmuel. I added a piece on the bottom there, which is on the second page. Bein isur lo maflik bein isur leheter gabi meleches Shabbos betray gufin is hachinami lo maflig gabi misasek bein isur leheter bechad gufa. So this is a very complicated presentation of the Sheet Megubetzes. We'll try to do the best we can. And then I want to give out Mar Makomos here for the next year, which hopefully will be, today is what?
Monday.
Is Monday. So that'll be on Wednesday, if you're with me on Wednesday. And I'll give it out now just so I don't forget, because I have a tendency of forgetting. Where did I put it? That's the big question here. Oh, I must have left it somewhere else. Is there Gemara Bava Kama here? On the table? Oh, no. Okay. So remind me after we finish the shiur in about 5 minutes that I should... I may have left it on my desk. And I photocopied the page in Bava Kama. The page in Bava Kama, by the way, is going to shed a whole new light on Misasek. You know, the rabbi asked me about 2 weeks ago, why are we learning all these Mesechtas? And I'm telling you that to understand Misasek and Shabbos, you really have to learn so many different sugyas and shas. This sugya in Krisus is critical. But the sugya in Bava Kama is even more critical, because that's a case where he has a stone in his lap and he's not aware of it. He stands up and the stone goes flying. And there are different cases, if he kills somebody, or if he damages somebody, or if he violates the Shabbos with Melechas Hotzah, and so on, whether he's Potter or Chayev, is there a din of Misasek, and so forth and so on. So let's just see how he tries to set up an answer here for the Gemara's Kasha, justifying the Gemara's Kasha on Shmuel. Now, the Sheet of Mekubet says is not like the Tosus Rid that we discussed in the last year, who separates Shmuel from Rabbi Eliezer. At least in this context, the assumption is that there are two halachas of Misasek, and both are correct. Ba teaches me the universal halacha of Misasek, and Meleches Machsheva, says Shmuel, teaches me the unique Shabbos Ptur of Misasek. And now, what the Sheet Mekubetz is going to embark upon is a kind of analogy between the two, and his ultimate goal is to say the following, that in the case, it said that since Shmuel has broken new ground on Shabbos, with what? With the Ptur of Misasek derived from Meleches Machsheves, and how does he break new ground? That even Kavanas Isur would still place, would not remove him, shall we say, from the category of Misasek. Therefore, that's going to shed a light on the universal Ptur of Ba, of Misasek, as it applies to Shabbos. And it's going to allow us to apply the Ptur of Ba, at least within the context of Shabbos, to the case of Niskavei L'Isur. So getting the key concept here in the presentation of the Sheet Mekubetzes is Niskavei L'Isur. If we only had our Mishnah, and our Mishnah here in Krisus is formulating a Ptur of Kolotar Kula based on Ba, then we have to limit Misasek and its application to Kavanas Heter. Here, in this case of the Moel, according to the Sheet Mekubetz, he has Kavanas Isur, and therefore we cannot apply the principle of Misasek. Gemara never had a problem justifying Rabbi Eliezer in Tinokas as far as the Mishnah itself is concerned, because that's Kavanas Heter. But now that we introduce Shmuel, and Shmuel has broken new ground, he allows for Misasek, in the expanded definition of Misasek, to apply even the case of Niskaven Le'isur. Yeah? Now, that's going to shed a light on the application of Ba, meaning the overall definition of Misasek as it applies to Melechus Shabbos, and therefore, even in a Kavanas Isur, there's going to be a Ptur of Misasek, which is the basis underlying the Gemara's Kasha. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say in Tinokos that he is Chayav, he should be Potur?
Shmuel requires Tredufin for that.
So now we're going to make this analogy back to the classical universal case of Misasek. That's going to allow us to expand the definition of Misasek in Shabbos to apply even in the case of Chad Guf. And we're going to have two chidushim here. Number one is that even though there's a Kavanas Isur, okay, that we know from Shmuel itself, he could still be part of B'toris Misasek, but now we want to derive another conclusion, namely a chiddush that even in the case of Chad Guf, there could be a Ptur of Misasek. And here's the language of the Sheet Mekubetzes. Again, the language is a bit complex. He says, Hochipar, ki hechi, just like the Midami Shmuel. Now, Shmuel has an equation. He has an equation here. Liftar niskaven li'isur mitam meleches machsheves. So in other words, you've got the paradigm case of Ba, of Misasek, that's Potur in Kol Tarkula, which refers to niskaven leheter. Now Shmuel is going to derive, based on meleches machsheves, a Ptur of Misasek, even if, again only in Shabbos, even if it's Niskavein Le'isur. Hachinami, now we make the next step. Midame Gabi Misasek Liftar Mitam Misasek Miskavein Le'isur V'Ola B'Yodo Shehu Isur. Okay, that's the case. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's referring to Shabbos. Am I right? Because he says, "Gavi misasek liftar." In other words, that Shmuel says you could be potur mitam misasek, even though you had a kavanas isur viola biyadoshu isur, just a different object, right? Trey goofin. Lemiskamin leheter viola biyadoshu isur. Now watch what goes on here. In the case of miskamin leheter viola biyadoshu isur, which is derived from the universal ba, we're talking about one chefetz, right? One goof, because Tosus is not like Rashi. Tosus says even though he has one piece of meat in front of him, that's misasek. The only problem is shekeinene, but I mean if you isolate that. So he says, v'ol b'yodoshu isur, l'miskamin leheter v'ol b'yodoshu isur. Do you follow what's going on over here? In the classical case of misasek, you have a kavanas heter. In the case of misasek and Shabbos, derived from lech b'shemes, you have a kavanas isur. But we're going to derive conclusions in both directions, because in the case of classical misasek, that kavanas heter applies even in one goof. That's what he calls viola biyado shehu isur. He thought it was heter, and it turned out to be isur. So he picked up the fruit that he wanted to pick up, but he thought mistakenly that fruit was tolush, and it turned out to be mechubar, ola biyado shehu isur. And nevertheless, in kol tarkula, he would be potter for that. So one goof is not a problem. It doesn't block the application of the p'tur misasek. And that's in Kol Tarkula. Then we're going to use that logic, right? Let's just read one more line. The potamitam is asik hasam ksiv kra asher chata ba. Ba means he was absolutely convinced about the identity of the object, but his conviction turned out to be mistaken, and he was mistaken about the identity of the object. That's called ba, and that's the misasik of Kol Tarkula. And now Shmuel is going to say that there's such a thing as a misasek even in the case of kavanas isur. So the Shittim Gubetza says the meyachid the chazina the Shmuel o maflik ben isur leheter gabi meleches machsheves, and that's in case of trey gufin hachinami lo maflik gabi misasek. What's the ikur misasek in the case of kol Torah kula? That's going to be a case of chad goof, but he was mistaken about the identity of that goof. And therefore, even though he's implementing a meleches chabura, which by definition, chol b'shabbos is chayov, bein iser leheter b'chad goof, and came with Shmuel, hocha gami tinokas, yeh potet nesasiku, potet v'yasher chota ba. So again, the p'tur of meleches machsheves, the unique Shabbos p'tur, cannot apply over here. And why not? Because there's only one goof. On the other hand, the universal p'tur could apply as far as chad goof, because it's not ba. On the other hand, in the case of the universal p'tur of misasik, you need a kavanas heter b'chad goof. He was mistaken about the identity. But in the p'tur that's unique to Shabbos, namely misasik, you can apply that p'tur even if he had a kavanas isur. So do you follow what he's doing over here? It's like a scorecard.
He's
making a gzeira shava of sorts. But let's just get the scorecard.
The kula from both sides.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah. Actually, you're right. It's the kula of both sides. In other words, you see that in the universal p'tur of misasik, the Torah is not makpid about trey gufin. You see in the unique p'tur of meleches machsheves, the Torah is not makpid on kavanas heter, and even a kavanas isur could generate misasik. What we're going to do now is we're going to do harkava. What do I mean by harkava? We're going to add the p'tur of meleches machsheves as a piggyback, riding, so to speak, on the shoulders of the p'tur of misasek. I'm going to say that now, since it's a universal p'tur of misasek, even though there's chad guf, the unique p'tur of misasek of Shabbos, which is applicable even if it's kavanas isur, could now shed a light on the universal p'tur of misasek to apply misasek even if he has a kavanas isur. what is then the essential element of misaseik that will apply only in Shabbos, where we have the possibility of harkava because we have both ba, which is universal, and we have meleches machsheves. The essential element that generates misaseik is the mistake about the identity of the object. Meaning, in a case of shogeg, I have a perfect understanding of the identity of the object. I'm not making any mistakes about the identity of the object. I'm missing other information. I'm unaware of Shabbos. It's awesome. I don't think it's awesome. Fine. The unique definition of misaseik in the case of Shabbos is that... No, I'm sorry. Let me reformulate that. I'm sorry. The yesod ha-yesodos of misaseik, as opposed to shogei, is that I'm unaware of the identity of the object. I'm mistaken about the identity of the object. So what I'm doing is not really what I want to do. If I was only aware of the exact circumstances of the object, I would never have involved myself and never engaged in this action. That makes me into a misaseik. Now you have a technical question. Number one, what happens if he was misaseik and he knew he was doing isur? So in that case, we cannot apply in universal terms the ptur of misaseik because you need, and that's the precondition, you need kavanas heter. I could apply the unique ptur of misaseik of what? Of meleches machsheves, despite the fact that he had a kavanas isur, but that's only because this what? Trey Gufin. Now I introduce the universal ptur of misaseik to show you that it's a tzad hashava. What's the ikar shebikar that makes him into misasik? It's not the trey gufim. I'm sorry. It's not the kavanas heter, but rather the trey gufim. Wait, just one second. Did I lose it? Well, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry. In universal ptur misasik, I have what? I have one goof. Sorry. I have one goof for the kavanas heter. No. The unique... The essential poter of misasik, what generates the ptur of misasik, is the fact that I'm mistaken about the identity of the object. Oh, so you might think, well, if I want to apply meleches machsheves as a unique Shabbos ptur, I have to have two objects in front of me. No, I don't have to have two objects in front of me. Do I have to have kavanas heter? No, I can have kavanas iser and I'm still misasik. Why? Because I'm mistaken about the identity. How do you know that Shmuel would extend the ptur of misaseik based on meleches machsheves even to a case of one goof? The answer is Shmuel is going to derive that from the pasuk ba, because already in the pasuk ba we see that if there's one goof, you're still considered misaseik. Dayol of Amenadin, one could argue that that's only misaseik because he had a kavanas heter. That the Shita Mekubetzes is not willing to accept. Why? Because the Shita Mekubetzes maintains that what we can do by combining the two elements or the two categories of misaseik is we can identify an essential element that makes you into a misaseik, and that is the mistaken identity of the object. Now we see when we take together the two categories of misaseik that the Torah is not concerned and not makbid that it has to be a kavanas, it has to be two gufim, right? That we saw already from misaseik and kol Torah kula, and the Torah is not makbid it has to be kavanas Isur, because that kavanas heter, because we saw already in the ptur of misaseik of Shmuel of Shabbos of Meleches Machsheves that even though he had a kavanas isur, nevertheless he's part of misaseik, and therefore the Gemara thinks that in the case of Shtei Tinokos, even though there's only one goof, and even though his kavanas a kavanas isur, since he was mistaken about the identity of this goof, therefore he's part on Shabbos based on the combination, the combo of ba and meleches machsheves. What's the Gemara's final answer? Why actually is he chayav? And the Gemara says, because there is no application of the universal principle of misaseik to meleches chabura. Meleches chabura is the exception to the rule of meleches machsheves. And how do I know this? Because meleches chabura is chayev, even though he's a mekalkel, whole mekalkel b'chabura chayev is misasik b'chabura. Okay, then we'll stop.
Basically, what he's saying is it's not that you combine the two kulas. It looks that way, but it's not. But that there's no such way of combining kulas like that. What he's saying is, we originally, we were actually subject. What is the essential thing? Because one case is brought down by Bob, and another case is brought down by Malachus Machshavas.
Right.
So we derived, since that one was two on one, and two, we said right.
If Bob will exclude a chiyuv in the case with this one object, then how much more so in the case of two objects? The only problem is your case of two objects is kavanas nisim.
Right.
So there we're going to introduce the tour of Malachus Machshavas, and we're going to add that to
exactly.
The
we learned what the essentials were. We're beginning by just looking at the case and analyzing it by seeing what happens in the opposite cases. We see that those what we thought was essential is not essential.
I just wanted to give out the page that I photocopied for the next sheet.